the place our own again. Well, thanks to you, my faithful gin, so worksome we are head and hand, we saved enough to get again my poor vor feather's plot of land. 'Twere folly lost, and cunning got, what should have come to me be lot, but let that go. 'Tis well the land is come to hand, be Beth or not. And there the brook, a-winding round the Parrockside, to run below the grey-stoned bridge with gurgling sound, a-shaded be the arch's bow, where, farmer days, the old brown mare, with feather on her back, did wear with heavy shoes the gravelly lane, and shake her mane a-yaller hair. And many summers there a-glowed, to shrink the brook in bubbling shoals, and warm the doused upon the road below the traveller's burning zoles. And some has sent us to our bed in grief, and some in joy have fled, but few have come with happier light than what's now bright above our head. The brook did part, some years ago, our grenly maids from Napton's Rudge, but now, you know, between the two, a road's amid be Grenly Bridge. So, why should we shrink back at sight of hindrances we ought to slight? A hearty will, with God our friend, will gain its end, if 'tis but right.